The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Nathan Sherrill, pastor of the St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Council Bluffs. He is the guest of Representative Hanusa of Potawatomi. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Avery Denhartog, our page from Rock Valley.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have shown us in your word that out of great love, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die for the life of the world. Help the members of this house, especially during this season of Lent, also to give of themselves in all humility, that the people of our state and country may be led in the way of mercy, compassion, and steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2603 by Hall, a bill for an act relating to community attractions and tourism fund and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2604 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act establishing a local government public safety grant fund and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2605 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act relating to the Connecting Iowa Farms, Schools, and Community Broadband Grant Fund and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2606 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act providing for grants to eligible political subdivisions for rehabilitation and remediation of buildings that are public nuisances and are abandoned for community use and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2607 by Hall, a bill for an act classifying mourning doves as migratory game birds and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2608 by Hall, a bill for an act providing for the registration of eligible electors upon the review of the electronic records received from the state agencies and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2609 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act relating to the individual income tax credit for volunteer firefighters, volunteer emergency medical service personnel members, and reserve peace officers by increasing the amount of the credit and including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2610 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act relating to the Workforce Housing Tax Incentive Program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2611 by Hall, a bill for an act providing for the property assessment adjustment for certain persons applying income and age limitations, providing for penalties and including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senate File 2271 by Committee on Natural Resources and Environment, a bill for an act relating to the purchasing of youth deer hunting licenses and tags and method of take authorized for the deer hunting during the youth deer hunting season.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
Senate File 2318 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act to collaborative pharmacy practices, allowing pharmacists to allow patient care and drug therapy management services.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources. Other announcements to come before the body. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, it gives me pleasure and an honor to introduce individuals from Australia, Burma, India, Malaysia, Republic of Korea, Sri Lanka, Tajikistan, and I hope I got that right, you know, in Thailand, that was brought here by the International Visitors Leadership Program, and they're with the Electoral Process Project that is sponsored by the U.S. government through the Department of the State. We would love to give our visitors a warm welcome from the House of Representatives, and they're sitting on the back bench back there. If y'all put your hand up so they can see you, can we give them a warm welcome? Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilburn. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to invite all of my colleagues here in the legislature and members of the public to Iowa State University Day here at the Capitol. And I know there are plenty of alumni here, people who have children that are attending, and encourage you to get down. I also want to point out that it includes Iowa State University Extension and Outreach that tries to build a strong Iowa by engaging all Iowans in research, education, and extension experiences to address current and emerging real-life challenges. So they do that through their agri-natural resources, their 4-H youth development, their human sciences education, as well as the Community Economic Development Program. And with that, I want to thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would just like to let you know that several leaders from John Deere will be here in the building today to meet with Secretary Nag and Governor Reynolds. As you know, John Deere is focused on serving the farmers and other caretakers of the land in our state, as well as construction companies, and by producing a substantial percentage of its products in this state, employs thousands of people in rewarding careers and good-paying jobs. So if you get a chance to see him around the Capitol, I'd appreciate it if you'd say hello. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speakers and ladies and gentlemen. Democrats will caucus after the 10 o'clock committee block, after the committees.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the morning committee blocks.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.